To the brightest audience in the country, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm here for help with my phone, Bob.
Yeah,
my
what's phone. Up, Doug?
I'm being forced to download an app from Samsung, their health app. It's forcing me. I can't stop it.
Just cancel. Just say
I can't, no.
Just say no.
There is no option to say no.
Channel Nancy Reagan. Just say no.
I hit clear, and everything clears, except... they want access to everything with their health app.
I hate Samsung.
It's a love-hate relationship.
No, I just hate them. You know that Bixby?
Oh, Bixby.
That Bixby is an STD. I want it off my phone.
Wait.
I want to be inoculated.
An STD.
I want an antibiotic.
For Bixby?
Bixby.
It only comes up by accident. That's the only time I see Bixby I swipe something the wrong way.
It's like one of those Siri or Alexa help me only.
Right,
is that what it is,
the Bixby? I don't know what a Bixby is.
Doug,
I see it, I close it.
Look at my phone. I'm going to show you my phone.
All right.
I've got a home screen and a secondary screen.
That's a nice picture of Cheryl overlooking a beautiful area there.
In Milan.
Wow.
With a pigeon on
her arm. That is cool.
Isn't that cool?
We'll have to post that up so people can see what we're talking about.
All right. Anyway, my second screen has all these folders.
Right.
You know, buy stuff, go places, gallery files.
Well, that's not a bad
idea. This one, social diseases, STDs.
My folder on my phone, STDs. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all these. Marco Polo. And I want to put Bixby in the social design. I want to remove Bixby from my Android phone.
Oh, I don't think it's possible.
Now, iPhone listeners, they have no idea what we're talking
about.
Well,
you can't get rid of Siri either. It's not possible.
So I want to get rid of Bixby. I don't care. I don't want help. I don't want them to track my health. I'd rather die than have Samsung track my health without my permission. I don't want it.
It needs access to my camera and my microphone. In order to help with my health.
Oh, that's just great.
So that's the last thing, anyway.
Isn't that? Remember the husband and wife shopping in the electronics store, and she's frustrated with him? And she says, "Are you listening to me?" And one of the devices on the shelf says, "Yes, Denise, I am." Yes, I am listening.
That's where we're at.
These things listen, and they interfere, and they're annoying.
Yeah, well... Anyway, I cannot get rid of this health app, and I can't, it won't, I don't want to, I just want an option to say no thank you, and it does not give me that. It's very frustrating.
So Samsung outsells iPhone.
I believe they do now.
Yeah, significantly.
Yeah, yeah. Now, our board op, he says that Bixby is a female. I never got that far with Bixby to determine. I've never had Bixby talk to me yet.
No, I've never installed it. It constantly inserts itself into my business,
yep.
Trying to get me to, you know, tell it what language I speak and all. If it doesn't know that, what good could it possibly
be? Figured that one out.
I don't want Bixby.
No.
I hate Bixby.
We don't need. You know what though? What's nice is if they are listening, they can find out about. Something like, say, God and the Death Penalty or Mount Moriah.
Oh, yeah.
One of the products that we're selling for the telethon this month.
Telethon.
Because we're approaching our goal.
Mm-hmm.
We are fast approaching our goal, but we're not there yet. So we need the help of the audience.
We're not anywhere near our goal.
The goal is
$40,000. We're approaching.
We are approaching it.
That's like there are infinite numbers between zero and one that we're approaching a thing.
Well,
but yes, yeah, Doug, you're right. We are approaching, but boy, do we have a long way to go. And we need help to stay on the air for another year. But thank you for mentioning God and the Death Penalty, which has been one of our signature issues for years at Denver Bible Church. First time in 10 years now, I'm preaching a series we end next Sunday on God and the Death Penalty. And now we've gotten to the point where the New Testament material strongly supports the death penalty.
Mm.
So we do sell a DVD, right? Download, Blu-ray, DVD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have God's Criminal Justice Seminar.
Yeah.
The whole system.
Phenomenal.
That we offer also through our store. And people who get these things, that helps us toward our telethon goal of $40,000.
Yes, yes. Sign up. If you sign up now, you start the Bible study in Genesis, which is a great place to start.
Wow.
Sign up for the monthly Bible study. I think I've been signed up to the monthly Bible study for, I think, about 20 years.
Mm. Thank you, Doug, and so much. It's very humbling, you know.
CD in my car, in the disc mm-hmm. player. I still have a disc player.
Yeah, yeah.
It plays MP3 CDs.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So whenever an update comes on or whenever Sean Hannity comes on, I have an option to turn on something interesting. And right now I'm listening to Leviticus.
Leviticus is the last book of the Bible that we've completed verse by verse through the whole book. What a fascinating, fun study. People don't know about Leviticus.
Bob, you have the ability to take a scripture that normally would be very difficult.
From 3,500 years ago, and it's all so relevant to today, to our lives.
It is.
And just imagine, you could listen to yet another report on why the Mueller investigation needs to conclude.
Yeah.
Do you know how much of my life I have preserved in the last 2 years by never once clicking on a headline or listening to a segment where they say, and next, why the Mueller investigation needs to conclude now?
You've saved yourself 2 years. Yeah, that's the last two years of Sean Hannity's life, Rush Limbaugh's life.
Yeah, right.
Mark Levin's life.
Because
that's their whole life.
When it concludes, it concludes. But he's not going to conclude because some conservative talking head tells him he better.
I don't think so.
That's not going to.
No.
So it's irrelevancy.
Well, I'm glad we can relate. Because I've been ignoring that myself, and I was worried maybe I was missing something. Now I'm convinced that I'm not.
No.
So, hey. No.
The whole Russia hoax is hysterical.
Oh, it's a riot.
Yeah, it is hysterical.
I know.
And it's Hillary and the Democrats and Obama and all that.
And here's the thing is I pointed that out, and I think we pointed that out at the very beginning.
From the beginning.
That this is all to cover up what Hillary and
them
did.
And we actually filed a complaint with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, against Hillary Clinton's campaign for having a foreign national run a fundraiser for her in New York City where she took in millions. Talk about foreigners.
Hello.
Affecting a presidential election. I mean, what?
How about that?
It's supposed to be illegal, but it's done right in broad daylight.
If you're a pro-abort, pro-homosexual socialist.
So the FEC responded and said, sorry, we can't investigate.
Is that right?
Yeah.
They have other big issues.
We gave them the links. It's on the cover of the New York Times.
It's not a whole lot
to do. You don't have
to
investigate. So Hillary's just, she's a criminal, and she burns everything she touches.
She does.
Including the Justice Department and all. And Obama, too.
I feel sorry for her grandchildren. That's all. Can you imagine? That's grandma. Oh, man. You're just set up to. Anyway. Hey, why do I have Tide Pods in my notes? Were we supposed to talk about Tide Pods?
No.
Personally don't use that specific brand, but I think the concept is genius. It's awesome. You don't have to pour it out anymore.
Oh,
do you ever try to pour that stuff out, and
Doug,
then you get the gooey, sticky, it's sticky forever?
I've heard that that's the thing where they look like candy, but they're poisonous.
It's a marketing brilliance.
Nancy Pelosi had that really twisted look on her face, and Altez was standing next to her, and Nancy saying, what they do sort of tastes good. It's been a tragedy, right? A lot of young people, it went viral.
Yes.
Kids were eating these things.
The Tide Pod Challenge, okay.
So, Stu, you want to talk about the evidence of the gross national product?
Yes.
Of our public education system being
mm-hmm.
effective?
Right.
What better poster child can you have
than a child who participates in the Tide Pod Challenge?
You say to the nation, your public school is showing.
Uh-huh.
Your public school is showing.
You do say
so
that.
You were saying positive things about these things.
Well,
I've never seen one. What are they?
You've never seen? Well, it's a genius. It's basically all of your laundry detergent in a nice little plastic bubble, and the plastic dissolves, and you don't have to pour or measure. Mm. It's brilliance. Huh. I'm surprised Cheryl doesn't use them.
Well,
doesn't she use them?
Well,
Tide Pods, or maybe not Tide, but the pods.
I don't. How would I know if Cheryl uses them? You know, there is this room in our house that has a door, and behind it, there's some kind of heavy equipment. And I'm not sure, but like Cheryl goes in there with clothes and it is weird. You know, like in my dresser, Doug, my sock drawer.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
It's getting empty and empty and empty. And then, bam, oh, it's full. I don't know how all that happens.
Well, no, I thought I was alluding to all the times when you do the laundry for Cheryl. But
oh, I Now you're making me feel guilty.
Hey, at our house, we have some defined roles.
You do?
And yes, and laundry is not on my list. Neither is cooking. I don't cook. I haven't cooked for myself in 25 years. If Takako ever leaves, I'll die.
Well, the evolutionist science press, they've been saying that women have a better sense of smell than men.
Oh.
And it must be because they think evolution has prepared them to be cooks and do the laundry. How could you do the laundry unless you can smell?
That's right. You got to know if it's dirty or not. Right? How can you tell?
A woman, to decide what to wear, she picks up something on a hanger and looks at it.
Right.
A guy picks it up and smells it, right? So anyway, I don't know the point.
But anyway, I like the Tide Pods, and it's a good test of how successful your parenting skills are. Mm. If your child participates in the Tide Pod Challenge, you have failed them in some significant way, I think.
It is a tragic thing, right?
Well, some kids have died, yeah.
Oh, no.
Some kids have actually died.
Wow.
So it's nothing
That's
to laugh about.
Devastating. It's just devastating. Yeah, your public school is showing.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the whole nation.
All right. Now, I want to get to the obsession people seem to have with the fact that Amazon, at least according to this headline from the Chicago Tribune, they say that Amazon pays no federal tax.
That's
what they said.
That's delusional. It's mentally ill. It's envious, class envy. So, Doug, what do they have? 500,000 employees?
I guess a half a million
employees, and the employer has to pay, half of the FICA. And in fact, when you really look at it from an economics perspective, not from an arithmetic perspective, liberals, they want to do arithmetic when you're supposed to be doing economics.
Yeah, how about that?
Like, if the government brings in X revenue with 25% tax rate.
Yeah.
If you tax them 100% of their income,
uh-huh,
all workers, then you'll bring in 4X, way more money.
Well,
that's the arithmetic way of looking at it. The economic insight is that you're a moron if you're a liberal, because everything you believe is false.
Yeah.
So an employer, like here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're an employer. This is a for-profit business.
Right.
You wouldn't know it if you look at our bottom line, but it's a business. Denver Bible Church, that's a nonprofit, it's a church.
Right.
Nobody owns a church by, U.S. law. But Bob and Yurt Live, the radio show, is a business. And so any business pays tremendous amount of tax. If you have 600,000 employees, like I think Bezos has.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the tens of billions of dollars he's paying to the federal government and state and local every year?
Yeah. Income tax.
And so, yeah.
Medicare.
And
Social
so
Security.
There's not only the employer's portion left would look at in their arithmetic way of trying to understand reality.
Yeah.
But the entire tax is paid by the employer.
Yeah.
The employer comes up with the money for 100% of your salary.
That's right.
That comes from the employer. So if the federal government didn't rip all of us off with these usurious tax rates, then Amazon would be able to pay 10%, 15% less for labor.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're paying tens of billions of dollars a year. So at the end of the year, after they've paid property tax and federal tax and FICA tax and all, 100 different taxes, then because the company has reinvested their money and they don't have $100 billion left over from that year's revenue, then these liberals say, look, they're not paying any tax.
Right. It's a big fat lie.
Yeah.
Designed to generate envy,
yeah,
right?
Class envy.
Envy.
That's right.
Between, right. And it's just that
socialism.
I'm not a big fan of
covetousness.
I'm not a big fan of Jeff Bezos with the whole cheating on his wife.
Oh,
and he's
no,
a loser. He's
right.
a leftist.
Yeah,
he's a liberal.
He is a leftist.
But I buy something from Amazon at least once a month.
Oh.
Our family buys something from Amazon.
We
once
do
a month.
Every week.
Yeah, probably every week.
We've ordered things on Amazon and we got them before we even ordered it. It's unbelievable how fast. You hit submit and the doorbell rings and it's
Well,
there.
I must say that it's a fantastic business that he runs.
Yeah.
And if he can figure out a way to invest his money and not pay taxes.
Not pay additional taxes.
Yeah, additional taxes.
Additional.
Right. Yeah,
beyond the tens of billions.
I feel like that's none of my business. I don't really want to know.
How about Altez over in Queens, New York?
Oh, yes. Brilliant, brilliant she is. Amazon, she blows the whole Amazon
was
deal.
Putting their HQ2, their second headquarters, in Queens.
But they were supposed to employ up to 25,000 people.
Right, with good-paying jobs.
Right.
When Amazon said, look, you guys all hate us, forget it. We're pulling out. They pulled out.
That's right, because they were chanting with their signs and screeching about Amazon.
So Eyewitness News, everybody goes to Man in the Street interviews, and people are enraged.
Yeah.
One guy says, look around you. There's bombed out cars. We need jobs.
Right. It's Queens.
This is going to come home to roost for her.
And she considers that a victory.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't need a job right now.
Yeah.
She's got a nice apartment. She's got a good job that pays a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
But the average guy in Queens, his brother-in-law could use a job, please, anyway.
Well, she lives in the projects, right? In the tenements?
Yeah, I'm sure she does. I think she lives under a bridge, right, to be at one with all of her socialist followers.
Yeah, right.
No, I think she has a really nice apartment, if I'm not mistaken. She's doing all right.
Rumor is she lives in some luxury apartments.
Yeah, yeah.
But who can tell?
It's none of my business where she lives. I personally don't like her, so I don't want to know any more about her.
Oh, I despise her.
Yeah. Now, what about Al Sharpton? What's the deal with Al Sharpton? He obviously doesn't understand the term irony. He doesn't get it. Al Sharpton has called for justice for Jussie Smollett if it turns out Jussie has perpetrated a hoax. Al Sharpton.
If it turns out.
Well, he's reserving judgment on obviously. Because
so Al Sharpton, he's the race racketeer, shakedown artist.
Race racketeer. I think you've coined a term.
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, birds of a feather right there.
Yeah.
Shake down companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when Jesse Jackson was running for the Democratic nomination for president? There were six big names.
1984, yeah.
And he dropped out. And they said the remaining, it was the Jacksonless Five. And so that's when Al Sharpton was wanting to be like Jesse Jackson.
Yes, he did.
So he gets into the, not race baiting, but yeah, the shakedown.
Yeah.
You go to a Fortune 100 firm and you say, we're going to start a boycott unless you kick in $6 million to our justice fund.
Uh-huh. The right. Justice Fund.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Or yes. Whatever fund.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the Al Sharpton.
So it's that
money
Al
fund.
Sharpton you're talking about?
The one who accused police officers of assaulting and abusing.
Tawana Brawley.
Yes, you remember? So Al Sharpton should be very uncomfortable talking about a hoax.
Yeah.
He should recognize that, but apparently he has lost all shame.
Yeah.
He's lost the ability to experience shame. And so he's calling out this obvious hoax. It's a fairly obvious hoax now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fairly obvious.
Doug, hoax. I think you and I, we called it a hoax 1 week ago on a Monday.
Yes, we did.
Boldly, blatantly. You asked me who is this.
I didn't know how to pronounce the name.
Jussie Smollett.
I admit I hadn't heard of
him. And I had no idea who you were talking about. You said he's on the Empire. I didn't know what that was.
Check your DVR. Come on, Bob.
And so I said, oh, you mean that homosexual beat the tar out of himself in Chicago? That guy, is that who you're talking
about?
You had
already intuited that.
Well, yeah. And so within about 24 hours, then pretty much the second tier media, they were coming out saying
yeah.
it might be a hoax.
Yes, yes. Indeed.
And then by Friday, the mainstream media.
Right.
They were coming out saying it might be a hoax.
They had to wait for the police to say, okay, we want to re-interview this guy and maybe charge him with a crime.
Yeah.
Then they were willing to maybe consider the possibility.
So they're pretty much all saying now that it looks like it may be a hoax. CNN,
yeah.
CBS.
They're saying it looks like it may be a hoax.
NBC.
We're saying it's a hoax, okay?
Right.
Let's just cut to the chase. It's a hoax.
Right.
So, but Al Sharpton calling him out just strikes me as it's mind-boggling.
Ironic.
Yeah.
But you know what was weird? We channeled Jussie Smollett.
I think so.
1 week before.
That's right.
Before the hoax occurred.
See, and I think that right there rates a substantial financial contribution to the telethon to keep Bob Enyart on, just so you can stay ahead of the news.
Jussie Smollett is considered the most woke actor in America.
He's extremely woke.
He's the most woke.
He barely blinks. He's so woke.
Yeah.
Yep.
And We did a show a week before.
Oh, that's right.
He beat himself to a pulp.
That's
a week
right.
before he bought the rope to hang himself. Right?
Yeah.
A week, he bought the rope to hang himself.
He did, yeah, as he a matter did. Of fact.
So that was the end of January when that happened. January 21st, you and I did a show, and it was titled, on the internet, every show has a title.
That's right.
At kgov.com, kgov.com. It was titled, I'd rather be choked than woked.
How's that for precious?
So
how's that?
So we channeled Jussie Smollett's
somehow
persona.
Somehow we knew what he was concocting in his dark little mind before he even did it.
Because he is now the king of fake news, right?
He is.
And he wore this shirt, Truth, in his opposition to Trump.
It's just
truth,
hilarious.
And we need to be committed to truth.
Yes.
What a scamp. So he needs to be charged with a hate crime.
Yeah.
Because he tried to smear, you know, who? Whites.
Well.
Heterosexuals.
Yeah. Like
Christians.
All normal people. He tried to.
Everybody who refuses to watch his pathetic TV show.
Yeah, right.
Those are all the people he tried to smear, saying that they're part of these groups. So he's a bigot. And he's prejudiced against Trump supporters and everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd true. Say that merits being charged with a hate crime.
So, by the way, I appreciate your explanation, your rationale for the concept of a hate crime. I had never before heard a reasonable defense of that concept.
Mm, thank you, Doug.
And that was like last Wednesday or Tuesday. I can't remember exactly, but I was listening.
Yeah, on kgov.com/crime, we have our list of ways to fight the crime epidemic. And at the bottom of that page, there's a link to this show from last week, Time for Smollett to be Charged with a Hate Crime, and then an explanation of a biblical version of a hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
If someone in a robbery attempt stabs his victim to death, that's different than if he is stabbing someone because they're a Sunni and he's a Shia or so on.
Mm.
And he says, I want all Jews out of my neighborhood and I want others to do the same thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different kind of crime. That's a threat. The threat is a separate crime and it's a credible threat to a group of people, to an
right.
entire group.
Yeah.
So that's an additional crime. That's true. Just because the left says something, we don't need to have a knee-jerk reaction against anything and everything they say, because we have to love God more than we hate liberals.
Amen.
And
good
so
point.
You don't discount biblical principles because liberals happen to be talking about something.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll admit I had a knee-jerk distaste for the term and the concept of a hate crime because I hadn't really thought it through from a biblical perspective until I heard you on the air.
Doug, you're good at terminology. Maybe you could come up with a better term.
We probably could do a better term.
So kgov.com/hatecrime.
Yeah.
And maybe someone in the audience could come up with a better term. We should have a contest.
Yes. Let's have a contest. The award will be $40,000.
No.
We have to hit our goal first.
No. No, we can't give that kind of.
We have to hit our goal
first. We're retracting that offer.
No. But we are asking you to help us as we approach our goal for $40,000. Go to KGov.
We're at $7,200.
So that's approaching.
Our goal.
We're approaching $7,300.
Wait a minute. Since the show started, we're now at $7,225.
All right. There you go.
So
we're approaching.
The goal is $40,000, and it's an important goal. Bob and you're live, Real Science Radio, Theology Thursday. We are on a single radio station. That's it.
Yeah.
But over the last 30 years, with the same biblical message, we have helped to stabilize, to fortify so many Christian lives and bring so many unbelievers to the Lord.
That's right. You reach people. You don't just reach people. Bob and Yart Live reaches people on a very significant level. Real Science Radio reaches people on a very significant level. It's not just entertainment. It's not just fun and games. This is serious business, and we need to keep.
It's a biblical Christian worldview, and it's not popular.
Well, there's
so
not a lot of money
people,
in it.
So when you warn people, take your kids out of public school.
Oh, that, yeah.
When you do that, what percentage of your possible talk show audience do you lose?
90.
90.
90 plus.
That could be.
Yeah.
And then the other issues, like if there's a Republican running for president and he's a child killer, even supported partial birth abortion. Remember Trump supported partial birth abortion?
Bob,
even,
I saw that even, video. I hadn't seen that video.
I sent Doug a video clip. Even.
You know, that video clip came up early in the 2016 campaign, and then it disappeared.
Yeah, right, right.
And I just saw it again, and I remembered now. Wow.
Yeah, right. And so Trump has been a pro-abort his whole life, like George H.W. Bush. He was a pro-abort. His whole family, they're pro-aborts their whole lives.
Yeah.
But then he needs to run for Republican vice president with Reagan. So he magically, like Mitt Romney did, he magically becomes pro-life.
The magical.
And it turns out that it's not conversion. Real.
Oh, it's not?
It's not real.
Really?
Right. And so you fully fund Planned Parenthood without a fight.
Which Trump has done for 2 years.
And you ignore abortion in your State of the Union addresses until your first speech of your reelection campaign. Then you bring it up.
There you go.
Late term.
It's all about timing, Bob. It's all about timing, you see.
Right.
So by not supporting Republicans who are child killers and socialists, you're going to lose a significant portion.
Of the 10% we kept.
You've now offended half of them.
We're going to lose at least half of them.
Right. Now, we do have a lot of listeners, though, who are mature enough to maybe disagree with us on some things about, say, Republican politics and keep listening. And I'm asking them to send money. They should help.
I don't know.
They should.
I don't know.
It's good to have an open mind when it comes to the biblical worldview. You got to keep your mind open.
I don't know. If somebody's going to donate to a politician who kills children, I don't know. I'd sort of rather they not donate.
Well, I didn't say
donate to Dan Kaplis' show.
So, no, I'm talking about the people. Now,
donate to Jay Sekulow.
No, I'm talking about the people. Who they are entertained by Donald Trump, and they like the fact that Donald Trump sticks his thumb in the eye of the liberals.
Oh, yeah, right.
They still need to keep listening to Bob and
Yarlock.
It's
enjoyable to see the left squirm.
Yeah, we get a kick out of that.
That is enjoyable.
Yeah, that is fun
to
watch.
You got to say, that's enjoyable. That's
right. So anyway.
Right.
But if
Donald Trump won re-election, could you imagine? Could you imagine the reaction of the left?
So at this point, I cannot imagine Donald Trump not being reelected. I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
I can't.
So, but could you?
That's going to be, it's going to be great. It's going to be hilarious.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. The reaction of the left.
Oh, wow.
And then he'll also know that he doesn't have to end child killing because
Christians
made him, you know, they made his life.
Yeah.
By the most powerful person in the world and then reelected. Fully funding Planned Parenthood. And Doug, when Obama was spending all that money, and we said here that watch out, if the Republicans get elected, they might even outspend Obama.
You said that.
Well, they're on track.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when we said, we can't imagine. How could you even imagine somebody outspending Obama? But I have great faith in the Republican Party.
That's right.
And we used to say, don't tell Obama what comes after a billion.
Yeah.
You know, but the problem is the Republicans.
That's right.
Because they've always outspent the Democrats when it comes to social programs and overall government spending.
They do have a solid track record.
They've always, since World War II, that we've been tracking.
Yeah, yeah.
Always. They've always outspent the Democrats.
You know, I was admonished by a Trumpeteer on Facebook. There's a guy, every day he posts 5 to 10 posts in support of Donald Trump. Claims he's a Christian. He said, you Christians who aren't supporting Trump, aren't you supposed to love your enemies? And I said, first of all, I don't consider him my enemy, so to speak. And second of all, part of loving someone is warning him that when you take the name of God in your mouth and talk about protecting all children, you're making God angry. That's loving him.
Yeah, when you kill kids. All right. Hey, Doug, thank you. The telethon, kgov.com. May God bless you guys.
So we got to keep you on the air, Bob. Where else is Donald Trump going to hear true love?